point is, don't just fixate on that going cap rate. Yes, it's important to know. You obviously, it's very important to know what the current market cap rate is. That's the utmost important, where the market is, where you should be buying at, where you could sell at.
If you have over $200,000 sitting stagnant in your bank, retirement account, or home equity, then you're literally losing money. On this show, you learn how to get that money working for you consistently and conservatively. Learn to grow your nest egg with your host, Sean Winslow. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to another Multifamily Monday episode. I'm your host, Sean Winslow, and this is the Multifamily Money Podcast. What is going on, everybody? Hope you had a wonderful weekend. You know the drill. Every Monday, we're coming at you all things multifamily real estate investing. And today, we got a solo show where I'm going to go dive into a topic that I think everyone gets some value out of. But before I do that, housekeeping as always. Again, if you get any value from this show, the point of this show is to help others, right? That's what I'm doing on here. I want to share lessons I've learned, share lessons that my guests have learned that I bring on to hopefully impart some value and some wisdom to those in this industry. And best way to do that is for my great listeners who can find value to share with others that they think could find value. And also, if you haven't left a rating and review on either Apple Podcasts, Spotify, if you watch on YouTube, smash that like button, hit subscribe. All right, with that out of the way, let's get into a topic that I think everyone, it's like a love-hate relationship, right? But it's something that everyone necessary, and that's underwriting. The reason I say that is either love underwriting or you don't, but you know it's necessary, you know it's important. And a question I get often is, what is something I do, what I look at when I'm skimming through deals, right? Because if you do it properly and you create relationships with brokers, sellers, you're going to get a good amount of deal flow coming through, right? So what's a great way to sift through that and not waste too much time, you know, on the deals that just won't work? And obviously, there's a surface level stuff, right? Is it a multifamily property? And that's what you focus on. If it's not, then say goodbye, right? Is it a certain unit count? Like, do you have a buy box or you're a certain unit count? If it's not in that unit count, say goodbye. Is it a certain class? Like, you don't invest in D class or you don't invest in A class. Obviously, that type of stuff you can sift through fast. But what if it's a deal that meets your buy box? What do you do next? What is a great way to kind of back of the napkin, surface level type of analysis that can save you time from whether you should dig in or not dig into it? If you're newer, I would say you should do this calculation, but don't necessarily not do it, right? Not go further in analysis. And why I say that is because I think when you're starting off, you want to see why a deal doesn't work. So this calculation might tell you, yeah, it's probably not great, but actually, like, you still should do the underwriting. Then you get really intimate with it, really comfortable with it, and you know why a deal doesn't work. So further on, that can help you when you're looking at further deals. And just practice makes perfect, right? The whole rule of 10,000 hours. You don't master something until you put in at least 10,000 hours. So if you're just skipping deals because this calculation I'm about to share doesn't work, right? Then you're not putting in the reps. So if you're starting off, I feel like you should put in the reps, still do this calculation, because then once you further do underwriting and analysis, you can see why this original calculation didn't work. So the calculation I'm talking about is something called stabilized yield. And I think this is something that's overlooked, very much underrated when it comes to underwriting. A lot of people are taught you need to look for cash on cash return, your property IRR, your investor IRR, your average annual return. And while those are all still great metrics, yes, they can be influenced by a lot of factors, by a lot of levers, right? That can make it look better than it is. You have to be careful with that. And so why I like this type of analysis, I call this a quick and dirty analysis, back of the napkin, right? You're not going to do it and be like, yes, this is a deal, let's do it. It's, okay, this could be a deal, let's look into it, versus, no, I don't think this is going to be a deal, let's not waste our time. And there's other factors that come into this, right? Knowing your market, is this a good street to be on, good neighborhood, the quality of the property? That's all important stuff, but that's not what we're focused on today. We're just focusing on a quick numbers analysis. And so stabilized yield. So essentially, what is that? A stabilized property is one that has reached occupancy generally with a rate of over 90% of total units. So 90% occupied. And that's what we generally consider stabilized, right? We still want it higher, right? I think to me, a stabilized yield is probably closer to 94-95%. But from a definition standpoint, it's 90% or higher, right? And obviously, we're all shooting for 100. But that's what a stabilized property is. And so when we're talking about a stabilized yield, so first, we want to talk about a capitalization rate. And this is something that is talked about a lot, right? It's thrown around. People think it's the end all be all, right? And how you calculate that is when you divide the property's NOI, so net operating income, by the current market value. So if it's an asking price, you divide. If $100,000 NOI divided by a million, you're talking about a 10% cap rate, right? And we can do that in our head. And so people fixate on this cap rate, right? They fix on that going in cap rate. Places in the country were selling for like 3 caps or even less. And while that is insane to me, it really depends on the deal. And we prefer not to pay at a price where the seller is getting value for the work that hasn't been done, right? We prefer that not to happen. Ideal situation, we prefer what it's worth today. And then we create the value going forward and we get all the upside. But that's just not reality. It's just not how this business generally works. Sure, you can find a deal like that here and there. Most of the time, the seller knows what they have. Yes, they might not want to be putting the work in and doing that work to achieve those returns, but they still know what they have and they're not just going to give it away. Even though some people may not say it's fair, they still want to get some of that upside reward, right? So the price they're selling for, yes, it's going to factor in some of that upside, just the way it is. The point is, don't just fixate on that going cap rate. Obviously, it's very important to know what the current market cap rate is. That's the utmost important, because that where the market is, where you should be buying at, where you could sell at. So that's very important. And I'm not going to get into the technicals of the cap rate and how it should be applied, but stabilized rate is something that's very important. So once you figure out your cap rate, and you might ask, well, Sean, how do you find out a cap rate, right? And there's multiple ways to do that. And it helps when there's more transaction volume. So over the last few months until recently, I think transaction volume has picked up a little recently, but the first quarter of this year, it was really hard to gauge what a cap rate is in most markets because there just wasn't a lot of transactions happening. So you want transaction volume, so you can take an average and really see what that market cap is. A great way to do it is if you look back at recent sales, and by recent, I wanted in the last month, 30, maybe 60 days, if it was a marketed deal, right? So there's probably an OM out there where you could see what the NOI was. You can divide the what it closed for into that, and that would give you the cap rate. You can take an average. You can speak to brokers and get their insight of where they think cap rates are in the market. And this is one thing generally where you, if you're coming at it from, hey, I might be selling a property, probably give you pretty good answer. This is one thing you can kind of rely on them because, well, one, it should be their expertise, but they also want to sell something. They're not going to give you some crazy number that they know they can't sell at because they eat what they kill. So they need to sell it. So they're going to give you where they think it's at, a realistic number. Still take it with a little bit of grain of salt, but I think it's something you can rely on from them. CoStar, if you have access to that. The only thing with CoStar is the numbers seem to lag, right? This is lagging data. It's data that they've captured over the last quarter or so. It is behind, but you still can get a feel for it. And they do projections where they see it's where they feel it's going to be. Okay. So with that said, now you know the market cap rate. You have a deal that comes across and you see that it's this purchase price, this NOI, say it yields a certain cap rate, right? Well, you say, okay, the purchase price is $1 million. I need to put in about $200,000 in CapEx to get this property stabilized to where I want it to be. So stabilized meaning you're getting market rents where you want them to be and you're at least 90% occupancy, right? So you're taking rents from where they were to up to where market is and you're running at least 90%. So what is the stabilized rate? Once you get to that, you realize your NOI will be about 100 grand. Stabilized rate, 100 grand, right? Or you simply just take the NOI, right? They provide, so 100 grand, right? 1.2 million purchase price and renovation costs. So you take the 100,000 NOI and you divide the 1.2 into it. That's going to give you a cap rate of 8.33%. Repeating, of course. For my Leroy Jenkins fans out there, you'll get that one. So 8.33% is your stabilized rate. Now, let's say the market cap is 6%. So you've got over a 200 basis points, so over a 2% delta there, right? Increase of 200 basis points. And when you're doing this, I feel you want your stabilized yield to be at least 150 to 200 basis points above market cap rate. If that's the case, it's worth looking into. Obviously, more towards the 200, even better, fatter deal, right? So, and this is another way you can do it. If you don't have all the data, that access, you don't really have the NOI, this is what you can do. You take the market rent, multiply it by the unit count, times by 12 months, multiply that by a 95% occupancy. That, again, that's what I about 94 to 95 is a solid stabilized occupancy. So that's going to give you your revenue, right? And then you take your revenue and you multiply it by, this is also need some solid market knowledge, right? You, like I was saying, you need to be intimate with your market. So you need to see what your market NOI margin is. What are properties running at? 35%? Is it 40%? Is it 50%? And it's also going to differ on the asset class or the class of property, right? It's like a class A is going to run at a lower expense ratio, right? Because it's newer, less R&M, whereas a C-class property, older, there's going to be more repairs and maintenance, higher R&M. So that's going to factor in. Your insurance is going to be higher because it's an older property. All these factors, it's going to give you a higher operating expense ratio, right? You really need to know these NOI margins. So then you're going to multiply that revenue by that market NOI margin. It's going to give you your NOI. Then you're going to take that NOI and you're going to divide it by the purchase price. Let's say, so you figured out again that the NOI was $100,000, purchase price is $1 million. You're going to put in about $200,000 in renovations so you can get that property to market rents. So you're going to add those two and then divide, and it's going to give you your stabilized yield. That's the quick 30 seconds way to do it. So again, it's market rent times unit count times 12 months times 95% occupancy rate equals revenue. And then you're going to do revenue times your market NOI margin, and that's going to give you an NOI. And generally, I'm for a margin, I'm using anywhere from 45 to 50%. If I really know a market, I really know I can achieve, you know, like 35 to 40, then I will put that in. But to be safe, it's generally going to be above 40%, especially on older assets, especially in places where we operate in New England in the Northeast. It's an older part of the country. Most properties are significantly older, and repairs and maintenance and insurance are going to be higher. So you got to factor that in. So your revenue times market NOI margin equals NOI. Take the NOI and you divide it by the purchase price plus renovation cost, and give you your stabilized yield. And again, you want it to be anywhere from 150 to 200 basis points above your current market cap. In the example, we got $100,000 in NOI divided by $1 million in purchase price plus $200,000 in renovation costs equals 8.33% stabilized rate. And let's say the market cap is 6%. So you have a 230 basis point delta increase. That's a deal you should look into. Now, if you got something significantly less, right? So let's say that was 60,000 NOI divided by 1.2. Talking about a 5 cap. So it's actually less. That's less than the market cap. That's something you probably don't want to look into. I just wanted to share a quick and dirty way to analyze whether you should look at a deal or move forward and dive into it. Because after all, time is our most valuable resource, and we need to know when to dive in and when to move on. But again, if you're newer, all about getting reps in. So I think you should underwrite all deals that come across your desk that meet your buy box. Really understand why certain deals work and why certain deals don't. All right, guys, hope you got value out of this. I love sharing this stuff with you. This is what gets me going. And hey, you guys love this as much as I do, and you'd ever want to partner with us on deals. I never really talk about this, but there's some deals that are coming, I know. And I'd love to partner with people that are like-minded and want to get great, solid returns. If that is you, please take a look at our website, greenbriercg.com. The link will be in the show notes. Go in there, check us out, schedule a call. Just click on the Invest With Us button. And that'll take you to fill out some information. I'll take you to schedule a call with me, and we can talk about all this awesome stuff. All right, guys. Thank you for your time as always. And easy doesn't pay well, and instant gratification is self-destructive. So not only get out there and work hard for your money, but have your money work hard for you so you can create the life of your dreams. Because after all about personal excellence. That's how we're going to make this world a better place. You take care of yourself first, you be the best person you can be, and then we can help others make this world a better place. All right, everybody, catch you on the next one.
Hey, this is Sean Winslow. After being in the financial service industry for years and having candid conversations with good people just like you, I realized that so many of us are wanting an investment strategy that provides solid returns and consistent income without the bumps in the road. There's little known secret that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. There is investment out there that is less volatile and the returns are stronger. Get more details by going to greenbriercg.com and clicking on the free e-report. And by the way, if this show has provided you any value, then feel free to leave an honest written review and of course, share it with a friend who needs it. See you next week for another great show.